decide to do that, y'all decide to do that, could you put it on that side of the road? Can you bore under the road and put it, put the tap on the?
That would be Kevin's answer.
Yeah, we could take it across that road. We won't bore under it. We'll have to cut it. And the county will come back and fix it, but we can put it on that side of the road.
All right, if we're gonna have to run the water line from there to the house, could you waive the tap fee?
Yeah, we owe you a tap fee from when you sold us that easement.
I remembered that, but I didn't think y'all would.
Yeah, no, I've got it.
That's down at my house, so.
Yeah, it's the tap for your house. I mean, we'll let you use it right there if you want.
But I'm talking about this one.
Yeah, no.
Well, I'm saving you $140,000.
We're giving you.
You're not giving me anything.
I mean, everybody that comes in here and buys a tap is shocked by how much they cost, and everybody wants us to give it to them free, but I've got to charge everybody for what we're giving them.
Well, I'm glad you remember that, because my well's on its last leg.
Yeah, it's in our agreement with you.
Well, that's good. Well, I will relay this. My daughter and son-in-law live at the end down here. My son's considering building a house somewhere on this top part of here. But I really wish y'all would reconsider and think about it.
I'll put it on the agenda. Karen wants us to, and we can discuss it at the.
I'm not necessarily requesting it be on that if it's necessary. I just don't think we can't really deliberate and discuss it too terribly much. It's not on the agenda.
I know.
So.
Okay.
Well, thanks for coming. We need to move on. We've exceeded the 3-minute limit, but. You know, if you wanted to add it to the agenda, you know, you can request it. I don't think it's going to change anything.
No. Not right now.
Okay.
All right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming, Dave. Item number one, consent agenda.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda as printed.
Second.
Have a motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Item number two, consider take action on the 2023 tax rate.
That's exactly the rate that we said is the proposed rate in our July meeting. Nothing's really changed. We ran our ad, and we really hadn't had any comments on the ad that we ran in the paper. Really surprised that we don't have anybody here today, because you know, people this year, everybody's getting. Is making lots of comments about all their about the tax rates everywhere, but.
Have a motion.
I recommend we set the tax rate at 129 for 2023.
Second.
0.068 M&O, 0.061 to INS.
Have a motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Item number three, consider to take action on the Water District revised water rate and fee schedule.
You know, we went up a quarter on the city on our wholesale rate, and when we did that, I suggested we're still lagging behind. And if you look at the third page there, is it the third page?
The rate study.
The rate study. It is the third page. The rate study for districts statewide. 0 to 1,000 gallons is $5.17 per 1,000 gallon, and so we're still about half of the median of the state. I guess that's the state average, you could say. So I mean, we're still really inexpensive on our water, but we're at the price that we're proposing to raise it to $2.75. it'll help out. It'll help us raise money for these improvements that we've got to do down at the plant.
How many gallons is our base?
The base is not any usage.
We don't use the base.
The base monthly fee is $1,508, and you pay that with whether you use any or not.
That's right.
Okay, so there's not, you get...
No gallons.
No gallons for free. You pay for everyone. And granted, it's gone up since we started selling water, but it's still real cheap.
It is. It's still cheap. Doesn't seem like it's cheap, I guess, using a lot of water, but it's, as far as water statewide goes, it's still cheap. But by, you know, we already voted on the city's usage, and it keeps us at the same spread between our starting rate and the city's rate.
When's this go into effect?
It'll go into effect September 1.
October
1, I'm sorry. We're in September.
Any other comments? I hear a motion.
I'd move that we adopt the water rates as suggested by staff.
I second the motion.
Have a motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Item number 4, consider take action on the comprehensive company-wide or county-wide surface and groundwater study.
You know, we haven't talked about this before, but it's something I've had on my mind for a while. We've got these new engineers, and they're working on everything for us, and I'd like to get them to take a look at our water permit and the amount of water that we're using out in our system, and try to quantify exactly how many customers we have water for. Yeah, I can guess at it, but I don't know if it's another 1,000 houses or if it's 10,000 houses. But the engineers could study it and come up with a pretty good number, so that we can start to talk to the county about their subdivision policy. I'd like to see the county consider how much water availability we have in their subdivision policy. I mean, if they're at some point, they're going to start approving plats that we may or may not even have water for, and they should know that. I mean, there's things that they can do to slow down the development if we don't have water available. And you know, and what I'm talking about here is the groundwater as well. The groundwater district, I'm sure, is already doing a lot of that work, but you know, our engineers could get with them and
there needs to be a coordinated effort on this policy. I mean, just like Mr. Bernard here this morning, I mean, wells are going to start going dry.
Yeah.
We're going to have to, it's all connected, and it's all going to be, it's important for the future, for the development, as to protect developments coming in, as well as existing people,
yeah,
citizens. And I was looking, it looks like this engineering firm has done similar type studies. Are they? I just want to make sure we have an experienced,
They have done these types of studies. I don't know how, they might have to bring somebody on to do the groundwater portion of it. I don't know how experienced they are in groundwater availability. They probably have to bring on a hydrologist to help them with the groundwater.
Do you have any idea of the cost?
No, I don't. I would, you know, I would guess this would probably be a $50,000 deal.
I think probably so.
But that's what I, and I'm not asking you to approve doing it. I'm just telling you what I'm thinking about doing. I'll go get a scope of work.
Oh.
I'll draw up a scope of work, and I'll get a proposal from them and bring it to the next meeting, and we can just discuss it. And one thing that got me thinking about it is I had a meeting with Jim Holder with the city a couple months ago, and Jim said that he was putting a groundwater study in his budget. And I thought, you know, if the city's going to study groundwater, we should probably jump in there with them and at least get on
Yes.
Get us all on the same page, so, and start working.
And where we're gonna plug in, I mean, you can't have everybody with a mega well right next to each other.
Right, and we can't have everybody operating off their same, their own ground, their own water availability study. If the city's gonna do one, really, we should be involved in that as well.
Yes, yes.
Are they looking at Hibbs and Todd for that?
I would assume so, you know, that's who they're using as engineers. If we, I'll talk to Jim and let him know that if you're willing to do this, let him know that we're gonna do it and that, you know, we'd like to participate, get their participation as well, maybe even get the county.
Exactly.
I don't know that the county needs to get involved at this point, but as soon as we find out the results of what, you know, where we stand, we need to get the county involved.
I think it's critical that we do this.
Absolutely. Surprised we hadn't done it already.
Yeah, I know, we probably should have done it already, but we've been here for less.
I think the horse is out of the barn, you know.
It probably is, but it.
At least give us some idea how it's gonna play out in the next decade.
I think, you know, the bottom line is the county needs to know where we stand water-wise so that they can set their development policy based on water.
They're just gonna approve everything probably, and there's no water thing.
Yeah.
I make a motion, we authorize general manager to solicit a proposal to EnviroTech Hibbs and Todd for a water availability study for the county.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign for those against. Ayes have it. Number five, general manager's report.
Reservoir update, we're about 5 feet low, a couple of feet away from stage one still. So, I mean, we've had a pretty good summer without any rain. I mean, we haven't.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, how high.
We're doing well. But that's where we're at, and hopefully it'll start raining. You know, typically we get good rains in September, and you know, historically we're able to pump in September at some point, so maybe we'll get to pump some and put some water back in the lake. But the trend, you know, that El Nino trend is still in our favor. It still looks like, you know, we're gonna have a wet from here. It's gonna be wet for the next year, they're saying, so maybe we'll get back to normal.
Cool.
The bond issuance, we got our bonds, bonds issued, bond Monday. We took possession of the bond money on the 30th, is that right?
Correct.
So it's, money's in the bank, drawing interest, and everything's working out. Got our tax rate passed, so our engineers are moving. Feels like they're moving slow, but I know it's a lot of work we've got. They've got on their plate down there. THM testing, we flunked our second THM test, so we're still having to send out notices, but you know, we're halfway through the getting it fixed.
Yeah.
I still honestly, you know, I don't think the amount of THM that we have in the water is hazardous. You know, nobody's ever died from THM, but there's just cause for concern, but we got to get it fixed. There's one particular thing we're doing down at the plant is the air stripping, and it's supposed to really help. And that's just a piece of equipment that the contractor will purchase and install pretty quickly. So, you know, once we get the specifications from the engineers, I don't think it's going to take too long till we get the air stripper in. And that air stripper alone might solve our THM problem. We combine it with the other improvements, for sure it is, but they're very likely that, you know.
So that's coming first.
That is coming first. So they're very likely we have the THM issue.
This year?
Resolved this year. I mean, there's a chance. I don't know. How long do you think it'll take them to get the air stripper?
It depends on how they get the equipment.
Yeah. Oh. It's hard to say, but I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that, you know, they can get it going pretty quick and we can at least get it in. And
is that a quarterly test?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Waterline extension update. You'll have to skip to the third page on that to see where we're at. And, you know, I can Right now, we're working on County Road 303. That's over in Rainbow. We're running 4,000 feet, and we're picking up, I'm going to say we'll end up picking up 8 customers. We've probably only got, what, 6 of them signed up? I think we got 6 signed up. So, you know, we're getting customers on these extensions we're running right now for, you know, at about $25,000 customer, 2025. You know, what I offer James on that little extension of his. It's a, you know, that's just a tough situation, but man, I tell you, y'all don't hear from most of them, but it seems like every couple of months I've got to tell somebody the same thing that I just told James. It's that, you know, you're just too far away for us to just, for me to justify running a water line to.
But, well, that's James's property, both sides of the road, right?
Yes.
That's, I mean,
it is. It's,
you know, when they ran all these years ago, whenever they ran all these 2,000-foot county roads, mm-hmm. you know, kind of opened up a can of worms there, you know, because, I mean, not like y'all could run it down to my house from the meter.
Right.
And that's basically what.
That's basically, you're exactly right. That's basically what it is. It's
the county no longer runs those roads either. You know, they're making better decisions about that.
Yeah. The decision to pave that road in the first place was a poor decision. It should have been.
Yeah, it was. but you weigh that against the cost of drilling a well. Another well, I mean, you're...
You got a free road out of it.
Yeah.
Well, while we're on that, we're not going to put that on the agenda for next month, are we?
I didn't hear him request that.
I didn't either. Yeah.
You know, it's... I'm not going to put it on there. And unless one of y'all requests it to be put on there, I'm not going to put it on there.
I don't think there's any discussion needs, any more discussion needs to come from the board.
He can run that service himself for $8,000 or $10,000, and that's a lot cheaper than drilling a well.
I mean, you know, bless his heart, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, when you're out of water like that, but between him and Ken, they'll figure it out. They're pretty resourceful.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I would guess it'd be a rock saw all the way.
Yeah, well, it's going to be 30,000 easy.
Well, I'm sure.
Okay.
All right.
If I was him, I'd be on that gravel washing board. I'd be concentrating on.
Oh, I think he has. I mean, somebody told me. Well, our balances. You can see Kim added the 2023 bond project down at the bottom of it. So right now we've got $20 million all total. Going to spend, you know, planning on spending 10 of it on this plant expansion when we get going. Water usage report next. Last year we sold 26 million gallons of water. That's a little bit more than we sold last year and the year before, but not quite as much as we sold in August of 2020. We sold 31 million in that year. But the lake's holding up pretty good. I'm surprised, you know, that. Wheeler Branch Park report. You look at July of this year, we had the biggest year we've ever had at the park. $37,000. Last year was 15, which was about average. I think we're still dropping overall from you know, the big years that we had during the pandemic. But it's getting more manageable, and we were able to replace the park hosts that left. We got some pretty good guys over there right now, so we got two pairs of good park hosts. I'm thinking that credit card machine that we've been using this summer, you know, we've been giving people we haven't really advertised it, but we've been giving people the option of paying by credit cards, and it's, what is it now? Is it maybe 50-50?
I would say so.
About half of them are using credit card. You know, next year, we might even, I might put it on the agenda and talk about just going straight credit cards and just get away from doing the cash. You know, it's worked out really well. I didn't know that the park hosts could handle it, but they can, and we've kind of worked out the internet issues over there, so it's credit card deals. It's working out good. That's all I got.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Have a second?
A second.
All those in favor say aye.
Yep.
We are adjourned.